Welcome in. In this lesson, we're getting into percussion layering in Ableton Live 12 for that old school jungle and darker DNB feel, and we're doing it the smart way. First in session view, then into arrangement view so the tune actually grows like a proper track, not just a loop. Now, the big idea here is simple. In jungle and drum and bass, percussion is not just there to make the beat louder. It's there to make the groove breathe, swing, and keep moving. The breakbeat is already the star, so every extra layer has to earn its place. If it's helping the phrase, giving motion, adding tension, or making the drop feel more alive, great. If it's just making things busier, it's probably in the way. So let's think like a drum arranger, not just someone stacking loops. Start in session view and build yourself a small percussion palette. Keep it clean and practical. You want a main break loop, then maybe a shaker or hat loop. A ghost perk layer like rimshots or wood hits, maybe the top texture or ride, and a few fill hits or one shots. Route them into a percussion bus so you can balance the whole stack as one unit later. Keep your kick and bass on separate buses. That separation matters, because if you can't hear how the percussion sits against the low end, you're mixing blind. A really useful mindset here is to treat the break like the lead percussion element. The break already has the identity, the snare character, the attitude. The other layers should support that identity, not duplicate it. So don't stack a second hat loop just because you can. Ask yourself what information the break is missing. Maybe it needs a little more constant motion. Maybe it needs a soft shaker pattern to open the top end. Maybe it needs ghost hits that answer the snare. That's the kind of thinking that makes a groove feel intentional. When you audition combinations in session view, do it in pairs first. Break and shaker. Break and ghost perk. Break and top loop, then all the layers together. Listen for whether the new layer adds urgency or just loudness. That's a huge difference. In DNB, a layer can sound exciting soloed and still be totally wrong in context. Always trust the full groove over the solo button. Before you reach for compression or fancy processing, get the clip gain right. A lot of balance problems are just level problems. Trim the clip down a few dB if it's stepping on the break. That's often cleaner than trying to force everything through a compressor too early. Use the faders for the overall balance, but use clip gain first if a loop is naturally too hot. Now let's talk movement, because this is where the jungle vibe really comes alive. Old school jungle is not about sterile, perfectly lined up percussion. It's about push and pull. It's about little timing imperfections that make the loop feel human and urgent. In Ableton, use the groove pool or small manual timing offsets to give your supporting percussion some swing. You don't need to overdo it. Even a subtle swing on a shaker or ghost loop can make the whole thing feel way more alive. A good starting point is to keep the main break fairly stable and let the supporting layers breathe around it. A shaker can sit slightly behind the beat. A ghost perk can hit a little off the grid. If everything is perfectly straight, the groove gets robotic fast, and that's not what we want here. In a fast genre like this, tiny timing changes really matter. Next, balance the layers in session view before you even think about arrangement view. Loop the section for at least 8 bars so you can hear repetition over time, not just in a quick 1-bar loop. That's important, because a layer that feels cool in a short loop can become annoying or cluttered once it repeats. As a rough balancing guide, keep the main break as your reference. Supporting shaker or top loop layers are often going to sit quite a bit lower than that, sometimes 6 to 12 dB down depending on how bright they are. Ghost percussion can sit even lower if it's only there for texture. Fill hits should stand out for a moment, then get out of the way again. If you find yourself turning everything up just to hear it, stop and check the EQ and the arrangement roll first. EQ 8 is your best friend here. High pass the supporting layers so they stay out of the low end. Shakers and hats might get high passed somewhere around 180 to 300 Hz. Ghost percussion can often go a little lower or higher depending on the sample. But the main point is to keep the kick, sub, and lower drum body free from clutter. If the break itself is muddy, make only gentle cuts where it conflicts with the low end energy. Don't carve it so hard that it loses character. The break should still feel like a break, not a thin imitation of one. Stereo width is another big one. Supporting percussion can be wider, but don't just widen everything for the sake of it. Use utility to keep important rhythmic elements under control. If a layer is busy and bright, it can be too much width all by itself. Try narrowing the more chaotic layer and letting one cleaner support texture be a bit wider. That contrast helps the groove stay focused. If a layer needs more edge without just making it louder, try a little saturator or drum bus. Keep it subtle. A tiny bit of drive on a shaker or top loop can give it grit and make it read better in the mix. Drum bus can add bite and attitude, but don't crush the transients. In jungle, the snap of the snare and the bite of the break are part of the whole personality. You want glue, not flattening. Once each layer feels good on its own and in combination, process the percussion bus lightly. A small EQ correction, a touch of glue compressor for cohesion, maybe a little drum bus or saturator for character. Think 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction. Not a slammed, over-compressed pump unless that's specifically the vibe you want. The goal is for the stack to feel like one performance, but still keep the attack and energy intact. Now move into arrangement view, because this is where the session view experiments become an actual tune. Don't just paste the same loop all the way across the timeline. Use phrase logic. Start sparse. Let the listener hear the groove before it fully lands. For example, the intro might be just the break and a very subtle supporting texture. Then in the build, bring in a shaker or top loop to raise the tension. In the drop, open up the full percussion stack. Then in the switch up, remove one element or change the accent pattern so the groove turns a corner. That contrast is what makes the arrangement feel musical. A really strong jungle or old school DNB section often works because something is always changing, even if it's just one layer muting for a bar or a small fill at the end of a phrase. You do not need a fill every two bars. In fact, too many fills kills the momentum. Let the loop breathe. Then let the change hit harder when it comes. Automation is where you can make this really feel alive. Open a filter over the build. Widen a top layer and then tighten it back down in the drop. Darken the percussion before impact. Then open it up on the downbeat. You can even automate the level of a ghost layer so it only rises at the end of a phrase. Small moves like that make the drum programming feel composed, not just looped. And if the percussion starts feeling too clean, too polished, too perfect, resample it. Record the percussion bus to audio, then chop it up. Slice a few hits into a new pattern. Reverse a tail. Use a little fragment as a transition. That's a classic jungle move, and it's part of what gives old school drums their charm. The imperfections become the character. Here's a really good way to check your work. Listen to the groove at full loop length, not just in a tiny snippet. A percussion stack can be exciting for one bar and then fall apart over 8 or 16 bars, because the repetition is too obvious. So keep one layer boring on purpose if needed, like a steady shaker that acts as a time grid while the more chaotic hits move around it. That contrast is powerful. Also, always check the percussion against the bass line. In DNB, the bass and drums are locked in a relationship. If your top loop is too busy, it can hide bass movement or reduce the impact of the snare. The percussion should enhance the forward motion, not fight the low end. If the drop feels less heavy when you add percussion, something is probably too loud, too wide, or too rhythmically crowded. So the workflow is this: build in session view, audition in combinations, balance by ear, clean the lows with AQ8, control stereo with utility, add light glue and color on the bus. Then move the best version into arrangement view and shape the phrase with automation, fills, and contrast. That's how you get a percussion layer system that feels like real jungle and old school DNB. Tight, dark, swinging, and alive. Quick recap. Treat the break as the lead. Make each extra layer do a different job. Use subtle groove and timing movement. Carve space carefully. Keep the bus processing light. And use arrangement view to make the track evolve instead of looping forever. If you do that, your percussion won't just sit under the tune. It'll drive it. And that's the difference between a generic loop and a proper DNB roller.